Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
8:13, go rain until about 1 o'clock today, then it moves on, clears out for tomorrow, and it's going to be chilly again, and Sunday more rain. At least that's what they're calling for right now. It appears as though to have lightened up a little bit, at least here downtown, the rain. Right now, 60 degrees if you average the temperatures, but again, please be careful. Michael Hecht joins us now, our friend, president, CEO of GNO Inc. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great, Tommy. This is what they call a Netflix and chill kind of day.
But you got that right.
We are on the road going to work.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Be safe. That's all you can do. Mike, I thought about you. I was out of town, and I heard about the attack, and I drove back early so I could come to work because I felt like I should and I wanted to. I thought about you, and the first thought I had was that the world is watching, and nobody knows that more than Michael Hecht. Thoughts?
Yeah, the world is watching, and I think for many reasons, but first and foremost, because this terrorist attack was really an attack on America, and New Orleans was just the most dramatic symbol of that, I think, because of our humanity, because of our diversity. And when you look at the images of those who we lost on January 1st, that really, it comes home because it looks like a cross-section of the city and the nation and even the world. So the world is watching and the world is grieving with us because they know that we're just the latest victims of what's really a global scourge, this nihilism that's affecting everybody. And so, yeah, it's a global event, and New Orleans is a global city. So the eyes of the world, and frankly, the sympathy of the world and the empathy is with us as well.
And as well as the world is watching, the other thought I had as I learned more about the victims was that the world is visiting, because it's amazing when you look at the people that were affected by the attack, not to mention those that were killed, not to mention those injured. You never know who's next to you in the quarter, and it really does indicate how much of a world destination, I guess, New Orleans is.
Yeah, no, look, as the world becomes increasingly, I don't know what the right word is, Tommy, homogenous, New Orleans shines that much brighter as this beacon of culture and richness and humanity. And that's why people came here. And unfortunately, that's why this deranged individual chose us for the target. But, you know, we know that it's not going to deter us. New Orleans hosts large events more successfully, safer than anybody in the world. And the reality of it is that the Super Bowl, which we're now about 30 days out from, was already going to be a SEER 1, the highest level of security, very safe event. And now it's going to be that much safer. So I think that when I talk to people, we're less concerned about the Super Bowl. We're concerned about the Super Bowl, rather. We're not worried about it. We're going to be on it. And it's much more a question, Tommy, about at a systemic level, at a governance level, what changes can we make so that we're safer going forward beyond the Super Bowl for Mardi Gras, for Jazz Fest, and just for ordinary nights and weekends?
I went to the Sugar Bowl the day after, and I got to tell you, I felt like I was in the safest place in the world. And I've been saying this, and I believe it to be true, that going forward, obviously for the Super Bowl, which is one of the most secure events you'll ever attend, given the prominence that the NFL gives it, that the federal government gives it. And then looking ahead to Mardi Gras with the SEER 1, I don't know that there could be a safer place than New Orleans is right now. Thoughts?
No, I don't think that there will be. It's going to be extremely safe. But, you know, Tommy, I'm also thinking about this. I was in New York for 9/11. I wasn't in New York City. I was actually about to drive into New York City to fly out of JFK. And I remember when I was there, my father's at my folks' place, and my father said to me, as we watched the terrible scenes unfold, he said, Michael, this is going to change everything. And 9/11 has forever changed the way we changed air travel, the way we fly. And I think in a similar way, the terror attacks from New Year's Day are going to change how we do live events here, how we do parades, how we do Mardi Gras. I think people who are concerned about us losing our history, losing our traditions, don't have to worry about that. Those are going to endure. But there are going to be changes, including this Mardi Gras now, that we're going to have much more intensive federal support. And it's a shame, but that's just how we have to adapt to the world that we're living in, where soft targets and low-tech terrorism are becoming one of the pervasive modes. So things are going to change going forward, Tommy.
Do you have any idea what that would look like?
You know, I don't. And I don't want to speculate. But I do know, you and I know, that when you're at a Mardi Gras parade or when you're at any of our celebrations, the second line, you've got a lot of people who are intensely involved in their celebration. And there's not a lot of attention paid to what's happening outside. So I don't know how many of the changes are going to be visible changes or material changes, like changes to parade routes or different types of barriers, and how much are just going to be better technology and better intelligence so that threats are neutralized before they start. I haven't been involved in any of the deep security meetings, Tommy, yet for the Super Bowl and certainly for Mardi Gras, so I don't want to speculate. Mm-hmm. But, we didn't have to take our shoes off before 9/11, and mm-hmm. now we're still taking off our shoes, and I hate it, but it keeps us safe, I guess. And so there are going to be some things we're going to have to adapt to.
Yeah, and I was talking to Arthur Hardy yesterday, I think it was, and one thing he mentioned, and it really resonated with me, was, you know, okay, so you got a guy in a mask walking down the street dragging an ice chest. That's pretty much what New Orleans is, right? That's pretty much what Mardi Gras is. So I don't know. We'll have to see. Mike, we'll take a break, pick it up. We come back talking to Michael Hecht, President and CEO of GNO Inc., about the resiliency of our community to overcome hate and terror. We'll focus more on that when we return, and also about the hiring of Bill Bratton and what that says to the rest of the world and more. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. It is 820. Time for traffic now on WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on a cold, rainy Friday morning, talking to Michael Hecht, President and CEO of GNO Inc., about the Bourbon Street terror attack and the aftermath of that. What are you hearing from around the world about their reaction to this, Michael, as member of the GNO Inc.?
Yeah, I mean, it's been the type of outreach and support that you would expect. And a lot of it's come from places that have experienced similar events or attacks. It's come from London. It's come from France. I've heard from friends in Australia. You know, again, this is it's a global scourge. And I think people also have a level of attachment to New Orleans as this kind of great beacon of humanity that makes it particularly empathetic for people when they see something happen here. I think it hurts them particularly. So, no, the outpouring has been broad, and I think it's been really sincere.
What about tourism and cancellations or convention business or anything like that? I can't believe that there would be a lot of cancellations, or have you heard anything?
No, I do know that my good friend Walt Leger over at New Orleans and Company has been hustling, and he's had to basically assure people that their events are going to be safe, that they're going to be secure, and, you know, basically kind of reiterate what you said, Tommy, which is that events that occur in New Orleans over the next 6 months were already going to be safe. Now they're going to be even safer because of the extra attention that we're getting, because we're going to get extra federal resources coming in because of this. I believe that both the Biden and the Trump administration are going to support the city. So, no, I don't think that we're going to have cancellations. I don't think this is going to impact attendance for the Super Bowl. I think we're going to come out of this with in the immediate term with a safer city. But I do think that it's very important that we don't go down these paths of trying to assign specific blame for what happened on the first for two reasons. One is that somebody who is willing to die to inflict mayhem is very hard to stop, and any expert will tell you that. And the second is, although certainly there is blame to go around and absolutely mistakes were made, the bigger issue is what can we do going forward so that there is better singular management and oversight over the French Quarter? I mean, the reality about the French Quarter is that it's our living room. Almost all of our guests go there, but forever we've treated it like the back shed. You know, we just throw stuff there and it's kind of an afterthought. And so I think we have to reimagine how the French Quarter is supported and managed and invested into so that there isn't this diffusion of responsibility, which leads to the kind of, you know, of disasters that we had a week ago, if that makes sense.
It does. Talk about the NOLA Coalition and their role in all of this, if you would, please.
Well, we had a meeting of the NOLA Coalition yesterday, and I said to the group, what kind of statement do you make? How do you want to respond? And I think there were three things that came out pretty consistently from the group. The first is that we're still really in a period of shock and mourning. And while it is important for the show to go on, it's also appropriate and important to recognize the loss. And it's okay for us to sit with it. It's okay for us to understand what's happening. And that's why the memorial is so important on Bourbon and Canal, why it has to be preserved. The second thing that the coalition said is that we can't forget the progress that we've made on what we can control, which is local violence. And that since the coalition was started 2 years ago, the homicide rate is down 50%. Carjackings are down 70%. And that's thanks to NOPD, to Troop NOLA, to the DA, to the sheriff, to so many community organizations, to the council, the city hall. And so they didn't want that to get lost in this. And then the third thing that they said is, and this is really interesting, Tommy, they said, you know what? Maybe we should retire the word resilience. We know that we're resilient. New Orleans has been resilient for over 300 years. But maybe resilient is becoming not just a cliche, but an excuse for lack of preparation and lack of execution. And maybe we have to focus more now on what do we do to make sure that we don't get hurt. If we were a prize fighter, what do we do to make sure we don't get hit in the face rather than having a reputation for being able to get up off the mat, which I thought was a very interesting kind of twist on the, you know, the resilience narrative.
Thank you, Michael Heck, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. President and CEO of GNO Inc. You've not replaced Mark Rosa. I just read the wrong line. Thank you. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Peter Whitford. This is must listening. He's the CEO of Meridian Rapid Defense Group, the company that makes these Archer barriers. We'll drill down deep with him when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.